Noah Jenkin is just happy to be back on the ice. The Guelph Storm defenseman was just hitting his stride with his new team after coming over from the London Knights in a trade, playing 9 games, when he suffered a serious injury January 10 during a game in Flint. He returned to action on the road last weekend in Sault Ste. Marie after missing 13 games. Now he's trying to help his team squeeze into the playoffs. Wednesday night they lost a much-needed point when they fell 5-4 in a shootout to the Barrie Colts at the Sleeman Center. It leaves them 6 points back of the last playoff spot with 12 games to go in the regular season. "I spent a lot of time trying to just work on mental stuff before coming back," said Jenkin. "It took me a few shifts to get back into full stride and it's going well now. It obviously sucked missing that much time, but we're just focused on making the playoffs here." The details of the injury are still a bit unclear to Jenkin himself. He was hit hard along the boards, then as he went down appeared to hit the back of his neck or head on the edge of the dasher board as he fell to the ice from the original hit. He spent the night in a Flint hospital, a little scared and a little bewildered about what happened. "I'm not so sure," said Jenkin of the actual incident. He spent the night in hospital, with teammate Charlie Paquette's mom keeping watch until his own parents could get to Flint the next day. "It was scary." Wednesday's tilt in front of 4,069 fans was one of the more entertaining games the Sleeman Center has seen this season. End-to-end action, a center ice fight, some beautiful goals, and the Storm tying things up with just 4.4 seconds left in regulation with the goalie pulled. The shootout was another thrilling 5 minutes, with goaltenders Colin Ellsworth in the Storm net and Ben Rebick in the Colts net both standing on their heads, making several big saves. The shootout was settled when Cole Beaudoin beat Ellsworth with a wrist shot in the 4th round of shooters. Storm coach Corey Stillman said at this stage of the season getting 1 point still feels like a loss. "Honestly, it does," Stillman said. "Especially when you come back into the room after the game and look and see that 2 teams you're trying to catch both won." Owen Sound and Sault Ste. Marie both won Wednesday. "Games in hand are great, but you have to win them," the Storm coach continued. "We had chances to get the 2 points in overtime and unfortunately we didn't." Jet Luchanko had 2 goals and an assist to lead the Storm attack, with Jake Carabella and Charlie Paquette netting the other goals. The game was scoreless after 1 period and 2-2 after 40 minutes. 2 games apiece against teams just ahead of them in the standings, Owen Sound and Sarnia, will likely decide their playoff fate. "Those are games that are must-win," Stillman said. "This late, they cannot be 3-point games. We need to win them both." Guelph hosts the Flint Firebirds on Friday.